Welcome to the Functional Medicine Radio Show with your host, Dr. Carrie Drisga, known internationally as the Functional Medicine Doc. Dr. Carrie is committed to helping patients find the root cause of their health problems and fixing the cause with natural treatments so they can feel normal again. Dr. Carrie is the founder of Functional Medicine Ontario and is the author of the hit book, Reclaim Your Energy and Feel Normal Again. Please welcome your host, Dr. Carrie Drisga.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Functional Medicine Radio Show, the only internet radio show dedicated to giving you real solutions to improve your health. Not only are they real solutions, but they're natural solutions as well, because as you know, the one and only true wealth you have is your health. I'm your host, Dr. Carrie Drisga, the Functional Medicine Doc, and I'm committed to helping you find the root cause of your health problem, fix the cause with natural treatments, so you can feel normal again and live your life to the fullest. Just a quick bit of housekeeping before I introduce today's special guest. I'm happy to announce that I'm working on my next book. The title is Reclaim Your Digestive Health and Feel Normal Again, Fixing the Root Cause of Your GI Distress with Natural Treatments. Now, this book should be ready later this year, so keep an eye out for it. All right, that's it for our housekeeping, so let's get started. I'm very excited about today's show because I'm having on Dr. Anna Kabeka, who was on our podcast before, talking about women's health and hormones. We talked about testosterone on that show. I'll make sure to find the link so that you can easily find that episode in the podcast notes. Dr. Anna is a board-certified gynecologist and obstetrician, as well as a board-certified anti-aging and regenerative medicine specialist, also an expert in functional medicine, and an expert in women's health. She specializes in bioidentical hormone replacement therapy and natural alternatives, successful menopause and age management medicine. Her belief is that the advantages of creating health and hormone balance are that we not only improve our own health, but we also improve the health of our generations to follow. Dr. Anna, thank you so much for being back on the Functional Medicine Radio Show.
Oh, it's great to be back. Thank you for having me, Dr. Carrie.
So today I wanted to pick your brain about menopause because there's still so much misinformation. There's information, but there's a lot of misinformation about menopause. And so often I have women coming into my private practice to see me at Functional Medicine Ontario, and they're like, oh yeah, well, these are just the normal symptoms of menopause. And so, like, what's the difference between, quote, a normal menopause symptoms and, quote, common menopause symptoms?
Well, I mean, I think the really what we see normally with menopause is, you know, are these symptoms of change, right? Like, normal to go through menopause would be some changes in body temperature, some changes in skin structure, some changes in vaginal lubrication. So we can expect that. We certainly can expect those changes normally. What we see, though, especially, you know, in North America, are, you know, more severe symptoms of the menopause. And we see that now, and I call it perimenopause, the time around menopause, beginning menopause to after menopause, because menopause typically is just defined as the date from 1 year past your last menstrual period. But women who have been there know that, hey, they may not have had a period for 1 year or two, and then all of a sudden, you know, we'll have a series of cycles. So it gets very, this whole menopausal terminology gets very confusing. So I prefer to use even just say perimenopause, or menopause is the bucket of the perimenopause, pre and post menopause. And but what I see, you know, symptomatically, and can the degree of severity can vary, but what we see with increasing severity are the hot flashes and night sweats, waking up in the middle of the night, soaking wet, having hot flashes in the middle of your conversation or lecture, gaining weight that you can't seem to use, a type of weight loss resistance, decreasing energy, fatigue, brain fog, mood changes, mood swings. Sometimes we say the evil monster within us, I mean, seriously, will come out. Like, where did she come from? And then the decrease in sex drive. So those are typical. Those are also typical symptoms, but the severity of which can vary.
And so going back to perimenopause, I know that for some women, this can start, actually perimenopause can start in the 30s, but for most women, it's like in the 40s, right?
Yes.
And so as women start having these symptoms, like a lot of them will say, well, I'm starting to go through the change, and they just kind of, put up with it. They just think that they have to put up with these symptoms. And I know you have a whole program to help women go through perimenopause and menopause, go through that whole transition easier.
Yeah, yeah, totally, because it's not easy. And one thing that I recognize is that as people start having, and as a OBGYN in practice for, you know, practice medicine for 20 years now, what I noticed in my practice is that, you know, the sequela is the hormonal changes, right? Swinging moods, irregular cycles, breakthrough bleeding, heavier bleeding, more cramping, ovarian cysts, symptomatic fibroids, whether that's part of the breakthrough bleeding, pain, etc., resulting in first, you know, birth control pills, then maybe an endometrial ablation, a DNC, then maybe hysterectomy with the ovaries removed if we're over 40. Sometimes that's like, that can be a standard of care. We're doing a lot more ovarian conservation, but that's kind of like the result, right? That's treating the symptom of the problem. The underlying root cause of the problem is the hormonal imbalance, inflammation, and adrenal dysregulation or dysregulation of the hypothalamic pituitary adrenal axis. I'll explain that in a minute, y'all. I know those are big words. And so, and big concepts. But what, you know, what I recognized as I started getting to the root cause in treating hormonal balance, detoxification, using bioidentical progesterone, alkalinizing our diets, adding maybe some herbal nutrients, but really a lot is eliminating loss of control factors that increase our stress, eliminating maybe some of the things we're doing or over-the-counter medications we're drinking or some of the foods we're eating. So it can be a product, and I think menopause should be a process of simplifying and minimalizing our life. And with doing that, we will minimalize our symptoms and minimalize the need for surgery. So as I did this, I recognized that where I would do 2 to 3 surgeries a week, I went to referring out 1 to 2 a year. So that's a huge difference. And what I recognized is over 90% of that can be done without a prescription or a surgical scalpel. So that is why I was so compelled to create my programs. And Magic Menopause is the third online educational program I've created, just with a passion to target women in my age group. I'm 50 this year, so that have struggled, and whether they've ended up with hysterectomy, ovarian removal, they've had breast cancer, immune diseases, you know, even from heart palpitations to migraine headaches, can all be symptoms of the perimenopause or hormonal imbalance, right? And so with creating this, you know, now it's the Magic Menopause program I created, and my other programs, which were Women's Restorative Health and Sexual CPR, Magic Menopause is really bringing together key concepts that are essential for the next half of our lives, right? The next third to half of our lives. And I was so passionate about it because I saw so many people getting, you know, unnecessary medication after medication, referral after referral, diagnosis after diagnosis, surgery after surgery. I mean, what's after breast cancer? You get your uterus removed. Then there's the issue of colon cancer, digestive health issues. I mean, you know, we all have psychiatrists on speed dial by that time. You know, I mean, it's getting to the core functional principles that make all the difference in the world have been essential to for me in my menopause, right? Let alone in helping women go through their menopause healthfully, you know, thrive. This should be our period of wisdom and enlightenment and enjoyment, right? Bring me the joy. and peace and love that, you know, I've worked so hard for this half of my life. So that's what, that's my mission, to give back to women.
I know. With this program. So many women are suffering. They feel like they got the Jekyll and Hyde thing going on. They're not sleeping because they got the night sweats and hot flashes. And I know from my patient base too, because I see a lot of women, a lot of them, and if they work in a male-dominated career, it's embarrassing, the hot flashes and then the sweats and all that. So it's so great that you have put together this program. One of the questions, before we really jump into some of the key points in your program, one of the questions I have is about hormone replacement, because still a lot of people, a lot of women have questions about hormone replacement. They are fearful of it. And so one of the reasons I think that you put the program together, the Magic Menopause, is so that women can help their own hormones without directly using hormones like as the first line of therapy.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think there's so much unnecessary fear about bioidentical hormone replacements. But yet, the skill of bioidentical hormone replacement is really an art. Mm-hmm. And I've been in this field, Carrie, you know, for 15 years, and I've swung the gamut as well, or the pendulum as it goes. And less is more in this case for many, many reasons. And one thing I let my clients know is that our physiology drives our behavior. So if our, you know, hormones are off balance, when that like Jekyll and Hyde personality comes out, we have to look and see what's going on with my physiology, right? What's going on? Where am I, you know, where is my tank empty? You know, I always say resentment is lack of self-care, but on that too, it's the hormonal changes that are happening. And with Magic Menopause, what I discovered with the program I instituted and with the concepts I've created, what I've done is incorporate, when we get into the state, I call, you know, getting our body into a fat burning state, and where our body is alkaline. As functional medicine docs, we push, you know, getting alkaline for detoxification, but really it takes extra effort in the menopause, what I found. So we really need to push the alkalinizing vegetables and herbs and foods and stay away from the acidic, but we need to get our bodies in fat burning mode at the same time. So that combination is key. And when we get there, it really does give us some clarity. It gives us energy. And what I experienced with myself was the need for even the bioidentical hormones and thyroid support decreased by 3/4. So, and if that, if not more. So the reliance on hormones, if needing them at all, is significantly decreased. And that's what we want. And Carrie, I just have to make an analogy here, because as I've gone through, and I other women out there, I'm interested to know your experience. But now as I'm, you know, approaching 50, I really am so more in tune with the purpose and commitment and community that I've been involved with, in order that, you know, spiritual awareness is much greater. And my commitment to a higher spiritual life is greater. And what I found with getting in the state of health where I'm more alkaline and my body is burning fat for fuel, so in ketosis, that gives us a state of, I call it energized enlightenment. And not only do we, you know, feel better, have more energy, have clarity, we have this higher level of spiritual enlightenment. And I want to share that with you, because I think, like, when we look at the monks or even Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane for 40 days, right? He fasted not for deprivation. Like, ladies, this isn't about a time of deprivation. Fasted for higher connection with God, right? With the message that God wants to give us. And ascetics throughout history have done the same thing. And I feel like they're getting into this keto alkaline state, as I call it. And what that does it really does empower your body's natural defense systems. It empowers your body hormonal connection, the HPA axis, which I talked about, hypothalamic pituitary adrenal axis, so our neuroendocrine communication system, and it powers our energetic appreciation and that level of clarity. So it's beautiful. It's why we fast, not for deprivation. And I'm not talking about fasting like not eating for 40 days. Really, I do mini fasts, like 12 to 15 hours between dinner and breakfast. And then I have other concepts that I've included into my program that help women do this without cravings, without low blood sugar attacks, without worsening mood swings, without interruption sleep. In fact, bettering of all those things.
Okay, so can we talk a little bit about how do we get our body into the fat burning mode, and how can our listeners know if they're there right now or not?
Yeah, so I created, and it's available on my website at drannacabeca.com, so drannacabeca.com. At my wellness store, if you go to my products, my wellness store, and look at my urine test strips. So one way to test is look at your urine. So I created test strips that measure your ketones in your urine. There are limitations, of course, to this, but for a gestalt, this is a good way to start. So measure ketones in your urine. It also measures pH. So we can look just with our morning urine, afternoon urine, evening urine, whenever you want to check it. Is my body in fat burning mode, and am I alkaline? It's more important to be alkaline, ladies, than it is to be in ketosis. And you definitely want to get alkaline before you go on a ketogenic or paleo plan or these low carb, no sugar plans, because otherwise you become, in my experience, is I call it keto crazy. Need I say more?
So can you talk a little bit about the alkaline part? Because I think some of the listeners might not be familiar with that term.
Yes. The alkaline, now when we talk about pH in our blood, I mean, our blood pH doesn't hardly change, right? It's 7.4 plus or minus 0.02, pretty much. We stay really, really stable in our pH in our blood, but our urinary pH will change as a result of what's happening through our body's detoxification process, our fluid balance, our ketones, our mineral balance, which is so key. I mean, this is really an important point I want to make first, is that our body is going to do rob Peter to pay Paul to keep our blood pH balanced, right?
Yes, that's
so
right.
So women who have had breast cancer, what happens? They get their calcium and have metastasis. Anyone who's had metastasis is getting their calcium level checked. Why? Because calcium is positive, a positively charged mineral, right? That's going to be needed to help among other minerals, magnesium, etc., to help maintain the body's pH. So we leach that from the bone. It is tragic. When we get our body into a pH state, and I've done this with a beautiful client of mine, God bless her, who has metastatic breast cancer. She was just watching her calcium levels, contacted me. And I said, well, let's get your pH up. Let's get you into the alkaline range, 7.4 on your urine pH. And I didn't even expect it, but this is why I made the connection, is she called me back texted me the next week and said, you know, I had my calcium checked and it was back down to normal. It was it was so high. The oncologist couldn't figure out, you know, what made the difference. And I'm like, let's give your body the minerals it needs. Let's get you into an alkaline state and it will leave your bones alone. And that's crucial. Why do women at 35 have osteoporosis? Right? I mean, what the heck is that about? Robbing Peter to pay Paul. Let's get our body into pH balance first. So we check our urine. The reason I like urine better than saliva, because saliva will change quicker than urine. You can certainly check both, but I'm like, I'm a lifestyle person, right? It has to be easy for me. So that's why I created urine test strips. On one strip, look at my ketones and pH. Don't distract me with other information. Don't make me do two different tests. And let's make it easy. And then I actually created an app. It's called Keto, K-E-T-O plus P-H, Keto P-H. And that is available on iTunes and Android for people just to record their results. It's in its draft one, y'all. So if you do get download that app, it's free right now. Just know it's in draft one. I'm having a group of beta testers use it, so I'm appreciating all feedback. But anyway, I just want to make life simple because we've got enough to worry about. I mean, I still have an 8-year-old at home.
Yeah, we do have enough to worry about. So, Dr. Anna, can you remind us what are the most important foods to create more of an alkaline state?
Oh, yeah. Of course, I'm going to recommend, you know, our greens, our dark green leafy vegetables. One of my favorite is the beet greens. Now, I've always been a beet fan, but I just threw away the greens. And then I'm looking, and beet greens are one of your most alkalinizing vegetables. And my cousin Grace showed me how to make them so they're not bitter. Saute them in ghee, butter. So we're adding some really good healthy fats, or you can use coconut oil, a little bit of mineral, you know, I use a Himalayan sea salt and pepper to taste, maybe some hot pepper if you want it. And then once you've sauteed them and they're soft, squeeze some lemon juice over them, and that will take away some of the bitterness. And oh my gosh, serve them hot or cold. Beet greens are probably that will guarantee a good amount of alkalinization. But again, of course, it, you know, depends on how acidic your system is. The beet greens is one of my favorite things. And then eat the beets, you know, as another part of another meal, or mix it together for a salad. But kale, chard, collards, rhubarb, you know, lemon, lime. So those are, when you think alkalinization, that's huge. But also maca, the root maca. And, you know, I have my Mighty Maca Greens formulation. Maca spelled M-A-C-A. So that is an alkalinizing, very therapeutic root that you can also add into your diet. We use it in our protein shakes, and just mixing it with water, or, you know, adding something like apple cider vinegar to your diet is very alkalinizing and also helps with digestive health. The other thing to get alkaline is to remove the acidic factor. So think about living in the Amazon, eating fruits, vegetables, catching, you know, being out in sunshine, etc. That's going to be your alkaline environment. Think about living in downtown Manhattan, New York. That's going to be your acidic environment, right? So industry versus nature is acidity versus alkalinity. And that understanding is pretty crucial. Now, what can we do when we're living in New York City? Well, we can make time to get outside. We can really work on our diet. We can you know, maximize the light exposure we can get on parts of our body when we can get it, especially our eyes, not inhibited by contact. So I go through these intricacies of it in my entire program, because obviously it's too much to talk about and can seem very overwhelming. But removing acidity and sugar is key to getting alkaline as well. But now that's why ketogenic diets and paleo diets and, you know, many of these great concept diets have part of the picture, because they're trying to put HCG diet, Atkins diet, etc. They're trying to get you into ketosis to lose the weight, but the problem is they make you so acidic, like you hate yourself and everyone around you, and you feel off, right? You feel off, and unless you really are getting alkaline. And I believe that's the missing link. And in fact, I had a beta test group of some of my most difficult clients, and they all did really, really well in the program because, for several reasons, because they're recognizing that they can adjust their body chemistry by what they're doing and what they're eating, and they're testing it. When you test, you know that, okay, all these things I thought I was doing right, well, my body is not alkaline, it's acidic. I'm not in fat burning mode, I'm burning glucose, right? And no wonder I'm tired or I'm not seeing the results I want to see. And this is really a crucial realization, Carrie. And I go through it in my webinar, my 3 Secrets to a Magic Menopause, which will be launching again in September. So I would encourage your listeners to get on my email list. And so I go through some of these key things, as well as some of the sabotage, the things that we do that sabotage us.
So, Dr. Anna, I have to say that this keto alkaline diet lifestyle, you are the first doctor that I've heard make this connection.
I
And
made it up.
you just made it up and it worked. I'm
I
just
did.
joking. No, but seriously, now that you say that, it makes so much sense. Like
Doesn't it make
it's one of
sense,
those like
Carrie?
you know that commercial, duh, I should have had a V8, and you like hit yourself in the head.
Yeah,
That's how
it
I feel. It's
totally.
like that makes so much sense.
Thank you. I know. Was that aha moment? Like, no wonder. Now, in my 30s, I mean, my detox program, all of that works, right? But when I hit 48, 49, like, there was a resistance there. Something was different. Certainly, I was living more indoors than outdoors. I was my, you know, my, even though like the foods I was eating were the same, you know, still doing. I was becoming more acidic, and there's that hormonal shift. So we have to push our bodies more. But I couldn't tell unless I was testing. So for me, it's making that connection and then testing and holding myself accountable. Now, we don't have to live that way, you know, 24/7, which is the good thing, because I want to, you know, I'm gonna, you know, I have an 8-year-old, I have two teenagers, I go on, I travel, I hit road trips, but I can bump my body back within 3 days, getting into that keto alkaline state and just kind of reset baseline. And as long as I'm playing in that range, you know, I'm like, I'm a better person for it, honestly, and people are happier to be around me. But there, you know, the health benefits, I feel those health benefits.
Okay, so as you were saying, with regards to diet and lifestyle, the first big key is to get alkaline. And then after that is to switch over to a ketogenic diet or modified ketogenic diet and still maintain that alkaline state.
Yes, and I'm working on an ebook for all of that as well.
Oh, great. So when you're done with that, can you email it to me?
Yeah, absolutely. You're on
I would
and
love a
I'll
copy.
get to you.
Okay. I know we're starting to run low on time here. Are there any other tips that you want to give our listeners regarding menopause and perimenopause and how to feel better going through that whole transition?
Yeah. I want to offer your listeners too my three menopause mistake ebook. So if you can provide that link to them.
Oh, yeah, I'll do that. Wow, thank you so much.
Yeah, you know, definitely get on my email list. But you know, I go in my little ebook, the three menopause mistakes that leave you feeling fat, tired, and stressed. And they're not what you think. It's interesting because I posted it for free on the information for it on Facebook, and someone wrote, "Just what I need, someone to tell me to eat less sugar and to exercise more." And I read the comment and I thought about it. I'm like, you know what? In my entire ebook, I don't mention eating less sugar or exercise. I don't mention sugar and exercise at all. Which was like, I was like, okay, please read it and then give me your honest feedback. You know what I mean? It was like, thank you for your comment, but please read it. I don't mention these two things at all, surprisingly. And but you know, that was interesting. It's not what you think. And so I think that's like the place to start is number one, be kind to yourself. Let's get our body into an alkalinizing state. Check your urine. I mean, you don't know. Test, don't guess, right? Stop the guessing. And this is so simple. Seriously, I would recommend that, you know, if anyone was to do anything, it would be to just kind of just see what your body's doing right now. So if I could suggest, you know, 3 steps in getting started would be to, you know, get the urine test strips and check your, you know, check your body's pH and ketones. And the second is to, you know, really incorporate more alkalinizing vegetables, more alkalinizing lifestyles. It's not just about what we eat. And I go through this in my program. And the third thing is I would encourage all our listeners to try Mighty Maca because it does work on the three, I say the devil's pitchfork, the three main causes of disease: hormone imbalance, adrenal dysfunction, and inflammation. And so that's at mightymaca.com. And right now we're offering a free gift with every order. So that's at mightymaca.com. So I would tell our listeners those couple things is test and guess, really alkalinize, you know, increase an alkalinizing lifestyle and be kind to yourself.
Dr. Anna, thank you so much again for being my special guest today. This has just been an awesome interview.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure to be here. And thanks for all your listeners to joining in and listening in. And I wish you all luck and love.
All right, that wraps up this very special episode of the Functional Medicine Radio Show with Dr. Anna Kabeka. And I want to thank you, our listeners, for tuning in today. And I'd like to invite you back next week for another episode of the Functional Medicine Radio Show. As always, I'm your host, Dr. Carrie Drisga, the Functional Medicine Doc. Have a great week, everyone.
You've been listening to the Functional Medicine Radio Show with your host, Dr. Carrie Drisga, known internationally as the Functional Medicine Doc. Dr. Carrie is committed to helping patients find the root cause of their health problems and fixing the cause with natural treatments so they can feel normal again. Dr. Carrie is the founder of Functional Medicine Ontario and is the author of the hit book, Reclaim Your Energy and Feel Normal Again. Please tell your friends about the Functional Medicine Radio Show, and we'll see you next week with more from Dr. Carrie.